Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. Good to see everyone. And I'm excited about the Word of God. Continue our study on wisdom. Oh, glory. Mark 6, 2. Actually, we can start from verse 1. He says, he went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath day, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, where this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Hallelujah. He began to teach, and the people were astonished. And they asked a question, where is this man getting these things from? What is the wisdom that is given to him? And how are such mighty works done by his hands? Jesus was operating in the wisdom of God, and mighty works were the result. And they were asking the question, what wisdom is this? What wisdom is producing these mighty works? What wisdom is producing these mighty acts? And then they ask the question again, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? My Lord and my God, we know this person, but something different has happened. He is operating by the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is producing these mighty works. That wisdom, the wisdom of God produces mighty works. The wisdom of God produces mighty works. The wisdom of God produces mighty works. And not only that, it causes our status to change. When we begin to walk in the wisdom of God, people will begin to wonder that is this not the same person that we know? But they will begin to see a difference in our life. And they will ask the question, what wisdom is this? Producing mighty works, not only in our lives and in the lives of people that we come into contact with, but the wisdom begins to operate in every area of our life. What wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? What wisdom is this? To access the wisdom of God, we have to have a desire for it. We have to have a hunger for it. The wisdom of God is available to us, but we have to have a desire and a hunger for it. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. That whole chapter talks about wisdom. Wisdom. Proverbs 8, 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Talking about wisdom. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. When we begin to seek wisdom diligently, we will find wisdom. Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Knock and it will be opened. Seek and you will find. So wisdom is calling out. It pictures wisdom standing out in the corner of a street and calling out. And it says that those who seek me diligently will find me. Those who we have to seek before we find. We have to seek before we find. But when we seek it, he says, love me. And those who seek will find me. And then Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It says, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. The old version, King James or New King James, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Seek wisdom. How many of us, so many times, we've done things that we said, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. So many times we've run into that stage, but he says, get wisdom with all you're getting. Wisdom is the principal thing. And we use this illustration that we're like the principal of a school. That person is the topmost person in the school, or the principal courses that you have to take to maybe graduate out of school. Those are the principal ones. When you fail those ones, you are not getting out of the school. So he's saying that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the important thing. Go after it. Test after it. Seek after it. Go after it with all your heart, and you will find it. And get wisdom. Get it. When he says get it, then he means that there is more available. There's more wisdom that we can use every single day of our lives. Then James, speaking, talks about the different kinds of wisdom that is available. James chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. James 3, 15 to 17. Says, let's start from 13. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. Notice, he says, this is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but it's earthly, unspiritual, demonic. So here he gives us the four different kinds of wisdom that is there. First, he talks about the wisdom that is from above. Jesus, describing himself in John 3:31, says that I am from above, and he that is from above is above all. So this wisdom that we are talking about is come from God, comes from Jesus, and it's above all. Then he talks about earthly wisdom, which is what we call common sense. I mean, that is what the natural things, some of the natural things that you have to do. We use this illustration. When a baby is born and it has to start walking, it doesn't start walking backwards. That's common. It starts by walking forward and going forward, taking one step, and then it starts moving. It just comes with that common sense. You say common sense is common, but sometimes because the expression is not so common. When we want to eat, we take the food and then we put it in our mouth. That's earthly wisdom. Then he talks about unspiritual, or the other verse says sensual or intellectual wisdom. That's wisdom that we get through education, through books and other things. But he's talking about intellectual wisdom. Some people think that they can just go through in life with intellectual wisdom. No, that's has its place, but that's not all there is to it. Then there is demonic wisdom. It's what he talks about. That's the wisdom that we see in the cults and in the different religions of the world, and in all these ideas about God that doesn't line up with the Bible. That is demonic wisdom. Then he says, 16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above, that is what we are interested in. Wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Glory to God. The wisdom that is from above is peaceable. It's peace. I mean, it's peaceable. There is peace associated with that wisdom. It's gentle. It's peace. I mean, when you are disturbed, when you need to make a decision and you need God's wisdom on it, you come up to a high place and then you go to God and say, God, I need your wisdom. When you receive that wisdom, there is peace. It said, we talked about that its parts are peaceable, peaceable. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace that you cannot explain any way, shape or form. There may be so many things surrounding you. Things may be coming at you from all directions. But when the wisdom that is from above comes, peace comes with it. Peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That is the God kind of wisdom that we are interested in. That is the one that we want to have access to in our Christian walk and in our walk. And one of the characteristics of this wisdom is that the wisdom of God is creative. The wisdom of God is creative. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. Everything that you see here came out of the wisdom of God. Think about it. And then put that together with Psalm 104, verse 24. Psalm 104, verse 24. Psalm 104, 24. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. Psalm 104, verse 24. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. In wisdom he has made everything. My Lord and my God. And the earth is full of your creatures. Everything that you see in the earth came out of the wisdom of God. Everything that you are going to see in your life is going to come by that same creative wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And another characteristic of this wisdom is that it is a growing wisdom. There is a depth to it. There is a depth to it. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Romans 11, 33. There is a depth to this wisdom. There is a depth to this wisdom. Romans 11, verse 33. Thank you, Lord. So the Apostle Paul speaking, God speaking through him says, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. His ways. How the depth of it. The depth of the wisdom of God. The depth of the wisdom of God. It is a growing wisdom, and we are all growing in this wisdom. We are growing in this wisdom. And this month, in this season, as we study the wisdom of God, I pray that you access the wisdom that is needed for your life or for every situation that you are confronted with in the name of Jesus. I pray that you begin to access this wisdom that we are talking about. Access it. 24, Proverbs 24, verse 3, talks about, again, the creative power or the creative ability of the wisdom of God. Proverbs 24, verse 3. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By wisdom a house is built. By wisdom we begin to build or do whatever God has told us to do. But it starts with the wisdom of God. I mean, it starts with the wisdom of God. By wisdom a house is built. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. We begin to walk by the depth of wisdom that he's talking about, and we begin to access it in every area of our lives. And then that creative power, that creative ability in that wisdom goes into effect in our lives. I pray that as you listen to the word of God, whether you realize or not, when the word of God is going forth, you hear me all right, but God ministers to you. And so I pray that the wisdom of God that you need in this season and in this time, you access it in the name of Jesus. By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. We have not scratched the full depth of it, but we are learning. That's why we are in these lessons. And then Jesus also talking about this wisdom, prophetically speaking about wisdom, how important it will be in these last days, in Luke chapter 21, 10 to 15. 10 to 15. It says, then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famine and pestilences. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. And you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. 13. This will be your opportunity to witness. Settle it not in your mind, not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. He's saying that we are coming up to hard times, distressing times. And I like verse 13 in the New King James, in the King James. It says, this will turn to you for a testimony. This shall turn to you for a testimony. This shall turn to you for a testimony. You may be going through distress. You may be going through so many things. But God, you can be assured based on the word of God, that this shall turn to you for a testimony. This shall turn to you for a testimony. Then he says, I will give you wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to resist or gainsay. The same wisdom that you saw at work in my life, the same wisdom that you saw at work in my life that produced these mighty works and testimonies, that same wisdom will be made available to you in a time of distress, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. It will be an opportunity for a witness. It will be an opportunity for a witness. You will receive wisdom that you couldn't have received any other way. And situation will turn around, and then you will be asking yourself, how did this happen? People will ask you, how did this happen? Then you say, my Lord, God gave me wisdom, and it turned around for a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your best times are ahead. Light shines best in darkness. The glory of light is seen when there is darkness. So in this particular instance, there is distress. The person has been called up for serving God, for loving God. And then he said, don't premeditate. My wisdom is available to you. When you come up to the hard places, just look up to him and say, I thank you, Lord. Your wisdom is available to me. I will know what to do. I will know what to say in the circumstances of my life. Now, in the study of mathematics, I say mathematics is easy. Everybody may have their own opinion. Other people say mathematics is hard. But in the study of mathematics, they say the best way to study mathematics is to look at the examples. Understand the examples, and then when you are confronted with any problem, it becomes very easy. Mathematics. So in the Bible, there's a similar illustration as well. Hebrew chapter 6, verse 12 talks about the fact that be not slothful. Don't be lazy. Do not be slothful, but be followers of those who have inherited the promises through faith and patience. So the best way for us to know how to access the wisdom of God is to look at some of the lives in the Bible that access the wisdom of God in hard places. What caused them to access the wisdom of God when they came up, situations came up, and for them to overcome and to walk in victory? The first person that we look at is Joseph. But even then, before that, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. 1 Corinthians 6 to 7. Wisdom that gives you an advantage in life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 6 to 7. It's yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age. That's talking about the intellectual one that we looked at. All of the rulers of this age, the demonic wisdom, who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. This wisdom is for our glory. It is hidden. It is packaged for us. It is packaged for us for our glory, for us to walk in life reflecting the glory of our God, reflecting the glory of the kingdom of God that we represent for our glory. So you see that this hidden wisdom is packaged for our glory. It is imparted to, it says, to the mature. We do impart wisdom, not the wisdom of this age, nor the demonic wisdom. We are talking about a secret and hidden wisdom of God. Then he says that by it is written, which no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. So notice the correlation between love, loving him, and receiving and accessing this wisdom. It cannot be, you cannot receive it unless it is revealed. But the good news is that this verse 10 says that these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. God reveals this hidden wisdom that we need on any every occasion through the Spirit of God. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Talking about the depth of his wisdom. So we see that in the life of Joseph. Joseph went from prison. He had done no wrong, but he went to prison. And from the prison, the next thing you know, he was in the house he lands in the house of Pharaoh. Pharaoh has a dream and has no way to interpret it. But notice that it started first with Joseph making a choice that I love God. I will serve God. I will not sin against my God. I choose to serve him. I love him. And then when the time came up, the wisdom of God revealed the interpretation of Pharaoh's dream to him, and not only that, not only did he have the problem, but he had the solution as well. So in Genesis chapter 41, 38 to 39, look at what they said. Genesis 41, 38 to 39. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Genesis 41, 38 to 39. And Pharaoh said to his servant, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are." Even Pharaoh could recognize that it had to take the Spirit of God to reveal this to Joseph. There is none wise. There is none wise as you are. There is none wise as you are. There is none so discerning. He recognized the Spirit of God at work in the life of Joseph and said, "This wisdom must be from above. This wisdom is above all, and the Spirit of God revealed it to you." The wisdom cannot be accessed unless it is revealed. But thanks be to God, we have the Spirit of God indwelling us and revealing the wisdom of God to us and what to do every time that we need it. Loving God is the gateway to that wisdom. Loving God is the gateway to that wisdom. Look at another example. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. 1 Kings 3. In the life of the wisest man that we know of up to before Jesus Christ came. Solomon. 1 Kings 3, 3. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and made offerings at the high places. But notice that Solomon loved the Lord. And the love is what motivated his asking when God came to him and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Love became the motive, gave him access to the very wisdom of God. Love became the access to the wisdom of God. And later you read about people coming from all over the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. But it started with love. Like 1 Corinthians says, prepared for those that love him. He said, Solomon loved the Lord, and his wisdom exceeded anything that was found in his day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wisdom to know what to do in our personal lives. Wisdom to know what to do in every area of our lives is available. But it's access. The key to accessing the wisdom of God is the love of God. If the foundation be destroyed, the Bible says, what can the righteous do? When the love of God is in place, then we have access to the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We see that as well in the life of Daniel and his three friends. Daniel refused to partake, and his friends refused to partake of the king's meat. And God gave them wisdom more than all the people that were around. The Bible says that they found them 10 times better when they tested him. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 talks about Daniel and his friends. They made a choice that God is our reason for living. God is our reason for living, and God gave them wisdom. God gave them wisdom. Daniel, thank you, Lord. Daniel. One, verse 8. But Daniel, just like Joseph, Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. Then verse 17 says that as for this youth, God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. They chose not to defile themselves, and God gave. They chose that God is our reason for existence. God is the one that we love. We will not defile ourselves, but we will serve our God. And God gave them wisdom. And they accessed the very wisdom of God. The very wisdom of God. And so when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream later on in chapter 2, Daniel says, we know a God who reveals secrets. We know a God who reveals secrets. As you are hearing the word of God, I pray that every secret behind, every wisdom that you need behind the things that you are faced with be revealed to you. They chose to serve God, and God gave them wisdom. When Nebuchadnezzar had an issue, they said, you give us a couple of days. We know how to access this thing. You see, it's the same for Solomon. The asking is not the foundation. That's what the lesson I want us to give this morning. Loving God is the foundation. Loving God is the foundation. And then when they asked, they received wisdom that was beyond what was available at the time. The earthly wisdom couldn't help Nebuchadnezzar. The magicians, the astrologers, all those people couldn't help him. But Daniel had access to the wisdom of God. Daniel had access to the wisdom of God. There is a God who reveals secret. There is a God who reveals secret. So in Daniel chapter 2, verse 16 to 23, talked about what Daniel experienced. Verse 19 talks about that then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Verse 26, it says, and Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. That wisdom is coming from above for him to know what to do. And then verse 27 to 28, then Daniel answered the king and said, no wise man, enchanters, magicians, or astrologers can show to the king the mystery that the king has asked. But there is a God. I like Daniel. There is a God. There is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. There is a God. And he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Even in the natural, if you are living in the same house with somebody and they have a dream, how are you going to tell the dream without the person telling you? Think about it. Think about it. But he said there is a God in heaven. There is a God who reveals secrets. The all wisdom comes from him. He is my source. He is my source. And he is my source, and we will have an answer for you. Confident in the God that he has, that the wisdom of God will answer. I pray that the wisdom of God answers to you in this season, in this time. Wisdom concerning every area of your life. Wisdom to know what to do at every time. May that be your portion in the name of Jesus. The greater our love for God, our access, the greater our access to that wisdom. And you have to realize that that wisdom is our heritage. That wisdom, it belongs to us. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 30, thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. That wisdom is our heritage. That wisdom is our heritage. Speaking about Jesus, thank you, Lord. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God. Jesus has been made to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Sanctification and redemption. He's been made to us wisdom from God. Jesus Christ is our wisdom. In every area of our life, the wisdom of God is available to us. And as we decide that, God, you are the reason for my existence, you are the one that I love, you are the one that I'm committed to and dedicated to, I pray that this wisdom that has been made available to you, you begin to experience it in your life. In every area of your life, that people will begin to ask, what wisdom is this? That such mighty works, such testimonies, if all these things are happening in your life, and you will point them to God and say, Jesus Christ has been made to me wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. It always is available for those who love God. We see it in the life of the Apostle Paul. He says, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. And so Peter, describing the Apostle Paul, he talks about the wisdom that was given to him. The wisdom that was given to him. The wisdom that was given to the Apostle Paul was as a result of his love for God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Peter 3:15. Peter describing the wisdom that was given to the Apostle Paul. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him. According to the wisdom given to him. This man, I like him. I like him. He's my favorite after Jesus. Did I tell you I'm named after him? He loved God, and the wisdom of God was given to him. Eye has not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Those who love him, but God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. As your love for God intensifies, as your love for God grows, I pray that you access the depth of the wisdom of God. You access the depth of the wisdom of God in every area of your life, in your finances, in your relationship, in at work, everywhere that you may find yourself, whatever the circumstances are, you just lift up your hands unto God like Daniel and say, thank you, Lord, that the wisdom of God has been made available to me. I will know what to do. I will know what to say. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. Jesus has been made to us wisdom. Notice he puts that first. Wisdom from God. He is the wisdom. Wisdom from God. And as we begin to love him, as we begin to listen to him, as we begin to follow him, the same mighty works that was at work in his life begins to manifest in our lives. The same wisdom that was at work, it begins to operate in our lives. People may see us as common today, but thanks be to God. By the virtue of the wisdom of God at work in our life, our status will change. Hallelujah. Our status will change. He said, when we knew you, you will say, like Daniel, there is a God in heaven who reveals. There is a God in heaven who reveals. I know what to do. I know the steps to take. At every point in my decisions, I know what to do. 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 You will know what to do. Jesus knew what to do at every time. John 6 is talking about the fact that when they were confronted with the ideas, as a multitude, preached to them for 3 days. Doesn't know, the people were saying, Jesus, where will we get all bread to feed all these people? The Bible says he himself knew what he would do. He himself knew, knowing what to do at every turn. He himself knew what he would do. He himself knew. Everybody was frantically running around, but he himself knew what he would do. The wisdom of God was available. I pray that you will know what to do. 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 That puts you in command. That puts you in charge. That's why he's saying that the wisdom that is coming from above is peaceful. You know what decision to make. Wisdom that cannot be explained any other way comes to you, and you know what to do. And when you do it, miracles are the result. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. There is a creative aspect to that. Creative. And so I pray the wisdom to know what to do. Having information is one thing. That's knowledge. But wisdom is the practical application of knowledge to be able to produce the results that God has intended for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's close our eyes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just talk to him. Just talk to him this morning. No matter what you are faced with, the wisdom of God is available. The wisdom of God is available. The wisdom, but it has to be revealed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it starts with a love for God. A hunger to seek it. That will be the end of the distress or whatever you are faced with. Oh, wisdom to know what to do. So important. Talk to him this morning. Wisdom to know what to do. Wisdom to know what to do with your finances, with your health. Wisdom with your relationships, everything. Wisdom to know what to do. Talk to him this week, whatever you are facing, our children, whatever we have to do, wisdom to know what to do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the depth of your wisdom. But thank you that it's not out of reach. It is available. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him this morning. Whatever is on your heart, talk to him. We can walk in the same wisdom that Jesus walked. Said it's available. He's been made unto us wisdom. Thank you, Lord. We have the Holy Spirit in us to lead us and to guide us. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. This one too shall turn for a testimony. You give us wisdom which our enemies or adversaries cannot resist or gainsay. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. He's here. Talk to him, Jesus. Talk to the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, 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 yes. Our love for you. Thank you, Lord. Let's all say this together. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for the Lord Jesus Christ. He has been made to us wisdom from God. We pray that our love for you will grow more and more. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. And we walk in the wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord. And if you are listening to this as well, access to the wisdom of God starts with being born again. If you are not born again and you are listening to this, wherever you may be listening to this, access to the wisdom of God starts with being born again. Say, I want this wisdom that you are talking about. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe you were raised from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus as Lord and Savior. Help me to love you and to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, you will see the goodness of God in your life. May your mouth be filled with testimonies. May His goodness and His mercy follow you every single day. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, may we not just be hearers of the word of God, but doers of the word of God. Wisdom to put us over, O Lord. May it be seen in our lives. In the name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and of our Savior, the name Jesus Christ.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.